It is Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder. The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own Good Hands. And we are live in action from Del Rey's Chicken Basket in Willowbrook.
Can we have some gratuitous applause, please?
Yes. I mean, come on.
Yes.
The chicken's good.
Just like that. That's perfect.
And I'll tell you, Bill, I love working in the studio with you, the Allstate Showcase Studio, because it is a gorgeous studio that overlooks Michigan Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And especially at this time of the year when it gets dark at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right, maybe 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's nice to look out on Michigan Avenue, but I'm telling you, I love to get out on the road. I'm so happy we're here at Del Rey's Chicken Basket. And the people who make that possible is Allstate, and we have with us Rick Khalil, who is an Allstate agent and has been for, 37 years?
37 years and counting.
You don't look old enough to have been an Allstate agent for 37 years.
Well, thank you. It's been a long journey, but it's been very rewarding throughout all these years.
How has the business changed, Rick, in the 37 years you've been doing this? What's new now that you didn't have back then?
Well, originally we didn't have computers, so
right.
We had index cards with customer information, and we eventually got computers, and it's taken probably 20 years for me to figure out how to use it.
Oh, good.
Well, you and Bill will get along great then, because he got a smartphone and doesn't even know how to get calls on it.
I have a rotary smartphone, Rick. Have you ever seen those?
Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
So, Rick, you have been, I was going to say stationed out in Downers Grove, but it's not really stationed. You've been serving the Downers Grove community for how many years now?
I've been in Downers Grove really since 1969 after graduation from high school. But I've been in Downers Grove as an Allstate agent for 13 years.
13 years. Now, something I am sorry, I said this as a trivia fact to Bill the other day, and he knew it, and I felt kind of stupid and ignorant that I didn't know it. I said, did you know Allstate Insurance started in 1931 from a Sears catalog?
Mm-hmm.
That's really true?
It's absolutely true. Yes, we started out just selling car insurance with a cut-and-clip coupon out of the catalog.
Really?
Look how it's grown in all those years. That's amazing.
Absolutely amazing. It's been a great journey.
And Wendy, you don't know this, Rick sold me chicken insurance earlier today. I bought $100,000 worth of chicken insurance.
But how does that work? Because you ate it.
He won't tell me. He refuses to divulge
good
that.
Good work, Rick.
But I feel safe now.
All right. Now, how did you get involved in the whole Allstate family? And I understand your family is in the Allstate family.
Well, I'd say we have about 10 members in the family that are in the insurance business. My father was an agent for about 30 years. He brought his brother in that retired from Allstate after a 30-year career. And then I was the third in line. But I have a son that's an Allstate agent in St. Charles.
Mm-hmm.
And many cousins and other family members.
I'm sure you don't want to send business to your son's business, though. You want the Downers Grove one to do better.
Actually, I hope we both do better.
All right.
So when I go to a family gathering, somebody always brings up insurance. What happens when everyone in the family is involved in insurance? Does it even come up once or not at all?
It comes up all the time.
Does it really?
The women seek shelter.
Oh, really?
Sorry, I have no power left in my computer. I don't know if Adam plugged it in.
Uh-oh.
That's what that means when I jiggle my cord.
I didn't know what that meant.
Sorry.
I thought you wanted more chicken. I thought that was the international sign for bring more chicken.
No. Now, the holidays are coming, Rick, and I'm wondering, you know, a lot of times you get some expensive gifts and you have things that you want to insure. That's pretty important, isn't it?
Absolutely vital that people that obtain expensive gifts during the holidays should get a scheduled personal property rider on their homeowners. So I strongly recommend that they call their local agent to discuss the type of coverage for fire, theft, or loss.
And there's things you don't think about. Like, my husband is a Star Wars collector, and we have a lot of Star Wars action figures. Bill loves toys.
Mm-hmm.
That just sounds stupid.
No, it's real.
You know, I don't know which sounds dumber. My husband's a Star Wars collector, and
Bill
likes
toys.
Or Bill
plays with blocks. Just go ahead, say it. I'm right with that.
But those are things that mean a lot to you, and you have quite a few in your collection. And really, it wouldn't hurt to get an Allstate agent over to look at a personal articles, or what is it called?
schedule personal property rider or personal articles floater.
Does there have to be some specific value, or do you have to get it appraised? How do you figure out the net worth on something like that?
Typically, with the more expensive pieces, we would want an appraisal that tells us exactly what it is we're insuring.
Sure, of course. With pictures of it to show what kind of shape it's in, that sort of thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, yes. That makes sense.
And Rick Khalil is here. Where is your office located in Downers Grove, your Allstate agent's office?
My office is located at 6900 Main Street in Downers Grove.
Easy to find. It sounds like a made-up address. It's just easy. 6900 Main Street, Anytown, USA.
Right.
Now, what's very important for all of you Allstate agents is you also have causes that you believe in, and you also bring with you giant checks. And we are always excited to hear what cause that you would like to donate to, and why don't you tell us a little about that?
Well, I had chosen a charity that's very dear to my heart, Autism Speaks. My grandson is autistic, and we're hoping that someday that they can help him be more productive, but it's a long journey.
It is a long journey, and it seems like more and more children are having autistic issues, and that ranges from Asperger's. ADHD is on that spectrum as well. And Autism Speaks is an organization, a nonprofit organization, that's been around for quite some time and is really doing everything they can to come up with a cure or treatment and any kind of help for autism. And with us right now is Jose Macias. Hi, Jose.
How are you?
Now, you are from Autism Speaks. Tell
yes.
us a little about that.
Well, the mission of Autism Speaks is to change the future for all who struggle with autism spectrum disorders. We do so through our science research efforts by raising awareness so people actually can understand what autism is. If they see someone, they'll kind of maybe know that that person may be autistic. If they see that they're causing a scene, or Rick was letting us know that his grandson would not be able to stand still or sit still if he was at this restaurant. And we don't want people looking at him in a different way. We don't want people to think, you know, what is wrong with that child, because there's nothing wrong. You know, we also have our advocacy efforts, and we're also reaching out to families by providing a lot of family services, by providing these resources for free. When people have questions, what do they need to do? Where can they turn to? They can go to our website. They can also call our 800 number. I'm lucky enough to sit next to someone that is able to provide these resources and tell these families what they can be doing, who they can be turning to. And we can't thank Rick Khalil and Allstate enough for giving us this big check. Literally a big check.
It is a big giant check.
Be careful at your bank, because a lot of times they'll get clogged in the pneumatic tubes, and they have to call out a specialist.
A pneumatic tube specialist?
A pneumatic tube specialist. They bring them in from the coast. Are there strides being made? I'm hoping that there's good news. We're making some progress?
Yeah, we are making progress. There's people all the time that when they start their therapies, especially at an earlier age, and it's important to try to diagnose autism at as young as possible, at 18 months, 24 months, so they can get into therapy, so they can start doing ABA. I speak to people all the time that will say that their child was not showing any signs, but they started to do those therapies, and now they're able to talk. Now they're able to communicate. We use our technology such as iPad so the child can actually have a voice. And these are things that were not around 5 years ago, 10 years ago, but every day, that's what we're doing. We want to make the journey for anybody affected by autism better and easier.
If you see a child in a wheelchair with a broken leg or some kind of issues, you know, a lot of times people will come up and say, oh, sorry, you know, good luck with your child. But if your kid's acting up at a restaurant, they don't see it that way. It's like an emotional roller coaster, an emotional wheelchair. So hopefully, at least talking about autism and with these great organizations like Autism Speaks, if we talk about it, it's not a scarlet letter. And we talk about it, more people know about it, hopefully something more can be done. So thanks for the good work you do.
Thank you.
And Rick Khalil, we are going to have you present that check, because I don't really know how heavy a big check like this is. Actually, it's not really that heavy, but it looks better if you would do it. And you could present it to Jose Macias. Jose Macias. Rick Khalil, it is a pleasure to meet you. You're a fine Allstate agent. It wasn't so hard, was it?
No, it wasn't as hard as I anticipated.
Were you nervous about this?
He bought insurance
for
this.
No, not at all.
No, I hope not.
Are you going to eat chicken now?
Yes, I can't wait.
Maybe have a beverage or something?
Yes.
All right. All right. His name is Rick Khalil, and how do people reach you if they need some insurance and they want to call a fine Allstate agent?
I'm glad to help them. They can certainly call my office, 630-724-9700, or you can find me on the allstate.com, find an agent, Downers Grove, and you can find me there.
Outstanding. Rick, thank you so much for being here. Jose, thank you so much for being here, and thank you for that donation to Autism Speaks.